This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
Joe Gilbert, the filmmaker, is going to be joining us to talk Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and more for about 30 minutes. Then joining us from D.C. is David Knight, who's going to be covering the anti-Trump events and more there as he travels on to New York and other areas like Trump Tower to document what is unfolding. We're going to be deploying Joe Biggs out as well on the road and Richard Reeves, because this is a big deal, this attempt to crush free speech. G. Edward Griffin, people have been really asking us to get him on. I always enjoy having G. Edward Griffin on, author of Creature from Jekyll Island. To talk about shadow government, world government, and more, he will be joining us. And then Paul Joseph Watson will be honchoing the fourth hour. What's happening is the establishment's gone from denying they're establishing a world government to just admitting it. There's no criticism of Cuba. There's no criticism of China. And then China comes around lecturing us on what movies Hollywood can put out and what books can be published, openly threatening U.S. companies, buying large shares of them. And our criminal elite are more than happy to have this go on because this is the muscle they need. Mexico, China, all these other countries ganging up. There's only one country that's powerful that isn't ganging up on America and isn't involved in our domestic affairs. And, of course, it's the country that has NATO trying to start a war with it, and that is Russia. Just thought you might want to notice that. Truly sickening. The very same oligarchs that had taken over Russia and used communism as a management program are now doing the same thing here. They want an October revolution. They want a red terror. They want a Bolshevik filth bath run by big mega banks as usual. It's exact same crud, exact same groups, exact same, just will to total takeover. And they're doing it here with class envy. And they will get rid of something bad and bring in something 50 times worse. We're going to talk to Joel Gilbert when we come back, but this is such a big deal. It's amazing to see just how they've lowered us, how they've trained us to put up with anything. I forget. Somebody sent me a clip on YouTube of it like 6-7 years ago. I didn't actually watch it. What's the series on HBO where the pimps are running the prostitutes? And, you know, it shows this woman who's been run over by a car, beat up by him, cigarette burns on her, and she's at the hospital. And the pimp comes in front of the mother because he's so arrogant. And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back on the street. I'm going to get back on the street. I'm sorry. I'm not working hard. He goes, that's right. That's right. You're in trouble. And the mother's like, what have you done to my little girl, my little baby? He's like, shut up, Lee. And then the film crew's talking to him. He's like, well, what do you pay her? I don't pay her nothing. She's lucky if I get her a bucket of chicken. The woman's just groveling, and that's the American people. Just, oh, yes, oh, we're sorry, Pope. We're sorry, Communist Chinese. We're sorry, Vicente Fox. We're sorry to the current president. We're sorry to George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, calling Trump a Nazi. Oh, we're so sorry. Let us bow down to you. Let us do whatever you say. You only knocked our teeth out, put cigarettes out on us, ran over us with a car. Let 50 men a day basically rape us. It's okay. Thank you. I'm sorry we only take 10,000 Chinese women a week to have their babies free. And China doesn't let us have one person go there and have a baby free. You're right. We deserve it because we're Christians. That's what it comes down to. Even if we're not Christian in practice anymore, we have this Christian guilt. And we just love being run over by criminals. That's not Christian.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joel Gilbert is with us till about 40 after. Then David Knight joins us from D.C. at the communist/Black Lives Matter, George Soros, anti-Trump extravaganzas that are ongoing. Joel Gilbert is an amazing filmmaker. We carry both of his award-winning films, No Place Like Utopia and Dreams of My Real Father, at InfoWarsStore.com. I should add that. He's a Ted Cruz supporter. I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I get that Ted Cruz has been more of a purist in his votes in the Senate, but I have my concerns, like when he piles on and says it's Donald Trump's fault his rhetoric is causing these attacks. No, we've been there. We've covered it. We've seen it. Donald Trump is not the one doing this. It is the horrible anti-free market, Bill Ayers-led trash that he's an expert on, Mr. Gilbert is, that's out there leading all of this. And it is just the most racist, anti-white, anti-free market liberation theology I've ever seen. This is directly out of the Ford Foundation, directly out of the White House. And we have Stop Trump movement gets boosts from Mexico efforts in the U.S. to get illegals to go get driver's license and vote or, quote, become citizens. I mean, it is just incredible to see the foreign insurrection from the Pope, the Mexican government, the Chinese government, the British government, the French government, the Saudi government. And then look at this. Four U.S. senators meet with Saudi King Salman ahead of Obama visit. They own part of Fox News. They're telling us what to do. They're criticizing Trump. Even if I didn't like Trump, I'd back him now because this is about America running its own affairs. No one would put up with foreign meddling like this. Where are our instincts? And then there's this Boston Globe article. Vote all you want. The secret government won't change. The people we elect aren't the ones calling the shots, says Tufts University Michael Glennon. And this guy's an advisor to Homeland Security, Congress, presidents. In fact, they say in the article, he's not a conspiracy theorist. No. No, he's in, you know, all these administrations. And then it goes through the fact how we have been taken over and are basically run by foreign and corporate interests. They call it the national security double government. Oh, do I get an award that I talked about this 20-plus years ago? But the truth is there were books written on it by experts in Congress in the 60s and 70s. It's been a long march, and now they want to say communist Cuba's good, communist China's good, it's America that's bad. Isn't that liberal, selling political dissidents' organs? Chinese generals, tax-exempt, making billions, suicide nets? Well, Apple liberal, I mean, you know, their CEO wears trendy outfits. The average liberal controller is not a liberal. Like a Thomas Jefferson, they are social engineers using class warfare to divide and conquer and to sucker the public into collectivism because the elite can sit on top of the collectivism, exempt themselves from the taxes and regulations and laws, but then suck up through corporate welfare all the money and, more importantly, shut down all their competition in a managed economy. Look at Apple and Google and everybody else saying they want to go build factories in Cuba. Of course, where you got people paid 30 cents an hour. And you'll be under a communist general at the factory who flies around in helicopters, and then you live in a house with a caved-in roof. Literally. Almost all the houses there are caved-in. And then they send social workers around if your house is caved-in and take your kids and raise them in a government dormitory. That's the plan. China does that, too. That's what the Great Migrations, Great Leap Forwards, all that crud is about. Breaking down, taking hundreds of millions of farmers off their land where they're happy and self-sufficient, putting them into giant communes where half of them starve to death. And the kids that turn in their own parents, they become officers in the military and the police. This is the Red Terror. This is Maoist brigades. You know the model at the University of Texas and all over the country? We go out and do pro-life events. Mao brigades show up, pull up in brand new $100,000 sports cars, get out and attack us, and the police do nothing. Because of our white privilege. Blacks, whites, Hispanics out there for little babies. They are the Legion of Doom. Now, I know I'm ranting. I want to go to our guests, but, and I've got some clips I want to play. And I don't want to go off with some argument about Ted Cruz and the rest of it. But I mean, how do you square this? Because you have a viral video that's titled Champion of the Constitution, where you go over The Constitution Strikes Back, The Crusade, starring Ted Cruz. My issue is it's going to be Trump, and Joel, I want to hear your issues with Trump, and then I want to ask you this question. Why then did you think the armies of Mordor, the Saudis, the Chinese communists, Cuba, everybody's saying you can't have Trump? I mean, if Trump was a sleeper cell of Hillary, they wouldn't all be doing this. I mean, they're pulling their hair out. They're pulling out the stops, Joel Gilbert.
There's no question we're at a crossroads where everything is on the line. We never should have gotten to this point where an election would determine the fate of the United States. It's something that's been building up for years. We've had the radical left since the 80s have taken over the Democrat Party, have penetrated the media, entertainment, universities, and we've gotten to the point where they snuck Barack Obama in as president on a populist, moderate agenda. He ran as a moderate. He's going to cut the deficit in half. He's going to support Israel. Obamacare is not a tax. Everything was a lie. But it was based on a lesson that the radicals from the 60s, the SDS, Weather Underground, they looked you in the eye. They looked America in the eye and said, we want to destroy this country. We want to replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. We want to put 50 million people in re-education centers. And we want to divide the country between the Chinese, the North Vietnamese, the Russians and the North Koreans. And they went to jail for bombing government buildings. They went to jail for murdering policemen. And they failed miserably because it was evil. When they came out of the underground in the early 80s, they all went to Chicago, entered educational institutions, and they taught people like Barack Obama the lesson they learned. And the lesson was, don't reveal your true agenda. Look people in the eye and tell them you want to help them. And then use their discontent to take power. And once you take power, you'll simply implement the original agenda. So that's the playbook that Obama followed. And as I chronicled in Dreams from My Real Father, Obama is a red diaper baby. He's the child of a Communist Party USA member, Frank Marshall Davis. He surrounded himself with other communist red diaper babies, David Axelrod, both his parents, Communist Party members. Valerie Jarrett, parents were Communist Party members. Her father-in-law was a colleague of Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, on the communist newspapers in Chicago. So this is playing out very poorly. We see the symbolism of Obama today standing in front of the mural of Che Guevara, the killer, representing the United States. We're certainly at a crossroads. Donald Trump has kind of captured the initial energy that Ted Cruz did work on for several years in the Senate, kind of as an anti-establishment politician. And Trump kind of, I'd say, co-opted and expanded upon this feeling and mission. So you see both those candidates have captured about 80% of the vote. And I think we're headed for a very interesting convention in July, and I certainly hope one of those two will emerge.
Well, I mean, I respect your view. You're a very informed person, so I really want to know your view, your issues with Trump. I mean, I know you've been for Cruz because he's more of a purist, you know, at least on the surface, and I have my own issues with Trump, but they've got dossiers on him, and I've talked to Dr. Corsi, who's known him for 40 years, been friends with him,
yeah,
a lot of other people behind the scenes, but not just Roger Stone, and they say, look, he knows more than you do, Alex. He knew about this before you were even around. He's a Patriot sleeper cell. We're not going to get into it, but don't worry. And then I personally, I'm not going to get into this media run with it, but Trump has personally, you know, off record said, look, just wait. I know what's going on. And so he's either the greatest manipulator in history or he's for real. And I legitimately look at the establishment running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They know something about him that scares them. They're not just putting all this act on to make populists elect him in some shill operation. I mean, I at a gut level, this is real what's happening. Or disagree with me if you think so.
Well, I'll compare the appeal or concerns over Cruz versus Trump. With Cruz, his followers have seen him operate on the political scene for several years, and we've seen him stand up again and again and not change who he is. And we understand his core principles based on his family background, based on his constitutional DNA. He memorized the Constitution when he was in high school and has always been a fighter for the Constitution. The concern over Trump with most conservatives is looking at his history of support for Hillary Clinton, support for liberal causes. We think it's great that and we think everyone, including Hillary Clinton, should come and say conservative messages, just like Barack Obama did in 2008. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. It's great to hear conservative messages from anyone, but the concern is once they take power, did they simply use that conservative rhetoric and they go back to their original DNA? So the concern over Trump is his long history as a deal maker with liberals, and certainly he has catastrophic polling numbers with women and minorities that might make it very hard for him to win in the general election. So the concern is if we know we have someone who's a conservative fighter who can unite, I'm talking about Cruz
sure,
now.
Sure, he's polling very well compared to other Republicans with black Americans, even a lot of Hispanic Americans. They've got Gallup polls where 70% of Hispanics that are citizens don't want the borders up, but they're not suicidal. I mean, there's a lot of demographics that show he'd actually be a landslide winner. I've seen the other demographics claiming, well, he's not doing well with millennials. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well, those are the basic concerns people have and I have with Trump. Will he take office and be a deal maker and go back to some of his liberal DNA? Will he even be able to beat the Democrat? So Cruz has just been someone who's been so tried and true and dedicated and steadfast. That's why we think Cruz is the better choice at this point. But Cruz himself would support Trump, and I would too.
Sure. Well, I mean, I know this is such an exciting time to be alive, and we're all got front row seats to history. Hopefully we'll get off the bench, though, and get in the arena like Joel Gilbert and many others. Stay with us. We're going to come back and look at these leftist mobs.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Second Amendment. Our Second Amendment. Remember, it's under siege like you've never seen before, and we are going to protect it. You know, in Paris, which has the toughest gun laws of the world, no tougher gun laws than Paris, France, tough. Guess what? 130 people dead. No bullets were going in the opposite direction. It was just boom, boom, boom. Same thing happened in California. 14 people. Radicalized people. She probably radicalized him. They went in and killed 14 people that they worked with, supposedly that they liked. It's not going to happen anymore, folks. It's not going to happen. We're going to be smart. We're going to be vigilant. We're going to be the smart people. We're going to know what we're doing. We're going to be proud of our country again.
It's the nationalism. It's saying a country can be sovereign. To watch all these foreign governments, the Mexican government, saying we're financing, getting illegals to get driver's license and vote, involved in our election, it shows the disrespect everyone has for America. No other country would put up with this. Joel Gilbert, I think that's why they hate Trump so much, is that he is a populist, and I agree that it could be a bait and switch, but it's, you know, regardless, this is so historical. And then I don't mean to go off on a hateful jag about leftists, because I've always just been a libertarian, but I got to say, what they've bred at these universities that you've been all around the country seeing, and what they've got in Europe are just free speech hating, evil authoritarian thugs who literally say, we want your money. I mean, aren't these just pirates? And they're not just useful idiots. They're such hateful people. You document this in your No Place Like Utopia. Where do you see all this going? Why would the ruling class and the big foundations fund 50 years of creating such crap? I mean, I'm sorry. These are the most bug-eyed, authoritarian, dangerous people I've ever seen.
Yeah, and first of all, we saw Donald Trump in your clip simply stating things that were considered quite normal and mainstream 30, 40 years ago. We're going to defend the country and defend ourselves. Now, today, such rhetoric is somehow racist and far-right and extremist. So that's just an example of Donald Trump really being a mainstream, normal person who's vilified as somehow being radical. Now, the years and years we've had of the leftist penetration of every level of American society between government, journalism, entertainment, which I spoke about, this literally is the result. The intention was to polarize America because they felt if they polarized us that they would win because they have much more numbers of people who are not economically well off, and they can convince them and trick them into believing that there's an evil straw man who's preventing them from being wealthy. Bernie Sanders' entire campaign, by the way, he's kind of an old communist. He didn't get the memo that you're supposed to lie about your agenda. So he simply says things like there's billionaires controlling the economy that are preventing you from being wealthy. That's a lie. It's the government regulation and taxation which holds down the economy.
Well, sure, but it is select George Soros and other groups that are funding, raising taxes to control the middle class and exempting themselves. That's the other part of the equation.
Right. The communist socialist society depends on wiping out the middle class and creating one big lower class with a select group of elites that control society, control the wealth. That ensures their long-term survival. The enemy of socialism is the middle class. The church-going, hard-working middle-class Americans will never buy into this progressive nonsense about legalizing marijuana, freeing the criminals, empowering a group of elites, and all this political correct nonsense. So from the get-go, Saul Alinsky, back to Karl Marx, their ideology was to eliminate the middle class. Barack Obama, don't forget, he was and is a professional agitator. He had no interest in politics, and as you can see just from the microcosm of how many vacations he takes, he really doesn't have that much interest in being president.
He's a bum like Bernie Sanders, who didn't have a paying job until he was 40.
Right. The presidency to Obama is simply a bully pulpit to agitate and divide the country, divide it along racial lines, along economic lines. Obama, I'm sure, will go back to being a professional agitator. That's what these guys do, and that's what he's been up to in office for 8 years.
Joel Gilbert, stay there. When we come back, I want to play a few more clips and see where you think the controlled fascist left is going to be going in the future. But also I want to look at some of the, quote, problems in the right establishment as well. Then David Knight will join us from Washington, D.C., the site of another anti-Trump, anti-free speech rally by subversive would-be enslavers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you go up to Infowars.com, there's a new video out. Anti-Trump protester who slapped police force describes herself as a commie feminist. That's her words. And when you watch these videos, these people can hardly talk. And I got to say, the most vicious, evil ones are mainly white for some reason. They tend to be the leaders, too. They're real condescending and come over to, like, minorities and go, I'm protecting you from the other white people. I mean, they are just the most condescending, arrogant people you could ever imagine. And look, I got a big problem with the establishment right wing and some of the things they go along with, but the left is taking over the whole world right now. That's what the establishment's using, the crony capitalists. It's what the big foundations have funded. They are coming after our freedoms big time right now. And so all hands on deck to fight these people. I mean, this is insane. Now, Joel Gilbert mentions the drug war. I am for decriminalization because I understand it just makes a police state puts young kids in prison, teaches them how to be criminals. But I don't want legalization because there's also another move to basically just turn everybody into drug addicts. So I don't like the drug culture. I don't like making it totally illegal because that puts too much money into it. I don't like running to a police checkpoint, you know, searching for drugs or whatever. You know, at the same time, I don't want drunk drivers, you know, driving around in both lanes of traffic. But I don't want to pull up to a checkpoint and just be breathalyzed, you know, like it's Nazi Germany. So there's a balance there. But this is clearly an attempt to destabilize the country, overthrow it. I'm going to get Joel Gilbert's expert view on this and really destabilize things so much that they then bring in the Strong Cities Initiative of the Justice Department and the UN to bully local governments into submitting to their form of government or, quote, everybody gets sued or fired. This is true bullying. This is true takeover. And I can't even believe it's happening this bad. What comes next? Joel Gilbert, what is their agenda? Are they beta testing a leftist overthrow and takeover? Or could they be getting ready to try it during this election? What do you think they're going to do with the RNC? We now know they're saying they're going to infiltrate delegates in and be on the inside. I've talked to Richard Reeves, who's a delegate in Texas. He was talking to top folks in San Antonio at their big event with the delegates, and they said there were leftist operatives of Clinton in there who were becoming delegates and trying to sabotage and intimidate people and threatening people where the police have to be called. So I've never seen the Democrats activate to this level. It seems like they know this is their chance to really take over.
Yeah, you have to be suspicious of everything the left is up to because these people have what I call a destructive passion. And their destructive passion is based on a fantasy. They look at the world differently from conservatives. We look at the world and say, things are so problematic in the rest of the world. In Cuba, they're all impoverished. We look at America and say, America is the greatest place in the world to live. Leftists look at America and compare it to a perfect utopia. And their conclusion is, it's not perfect, so we must destroy it and then rebuild a perfect utopian society. Never mind that we'll have to murder millions of people along the way.
That's why the woman who said no free speech in Chicago, she goes, listen, you don't have free speech because you're white unless you're here to dismantle your privilege.
Exactly. And now you see the leftists aligning themselves, as they have for some years, with the Islamists, because Islamists and leftists have the same ultimate goal. They want to defeat Western economies, free market system, and freedoms, because they view it as the ultimate target and obstacle to their taking power.
And that shows you how mentally ill they are. Merkel and Hollande run those countries. They're tax exempt. They get to screw everybody over. And they want to bring in 5 million radical jihadists, knowing a bunch of them are terrorists. And you know, just to run around butchering the whole country. I mean, that just shows they have taken over. Why would you burn down your own castle? The commies took over because it is a mental illness.
I can't disagree with you on that. I call it a destructive passion. And they won't, even amongst the destruction, you know, you don't see Obama going to Cuba and looking around and saying, wow, these cars are all from the 1950s. Because socialism freezes everything in time. I visited the Soviet Union in the 80s. I visited Soviet refuseniks who were trying to leave the country. And I remember I was in this old dilapidated building with a wooden elevator and tiny rooms. And the people I visited said, well, you know, we got fired from our job. We're being arrested because we're not working. They raided our apartment. But thank God we live in a new building. And I said, what new building? This is from the 1920s. So literally the entire infrastructure, the technology stays frozen in time. So Obama flew over Havana and he saw the disaster of socialism. But instead of condemning it, of course, because he's one of them, he's busy praising Cuba and empowering them with this destructive passion.
And that's what the carbon tax is, going to Africa 2 years ago and saying you can't have cars or air conditioning, as he walks off this jumbo jet with 20-something planes in tow with a red carpet eating filet mignon and caviar. That was what was on the menu that night. Telling people you can't have a car or air conditioning. They want a permanent slave class. They know what they're doing. What do they call themselves? They call globalism their system. But they use communism as a management system they're exempt from. But what do they privately call themselves? Technocrats. They're the ones that run our lives. The true elite discriminating against people, exempting themselves from what we're under, But with all this sophistic bull about unity and equality and all the rest of it.
Yeah, it's a complete fraud to control people. I'll give you one more example from my visit to the Soviet Union in the 80s. I went to a supermarket. It was a giant supermarket as big as Ralph's or Safeway. People were lined up around the corner. And when you go inside, there's no shelves. There's simply in one corner, there's a pile of fish on the floor. There's a pile of bread in another corner and a pile of potatoes right in the middle. And people wait for hours to ration a few potatoes and a few pieces of bread. Then I went down the street to something called the Beryozka. The Beryozka is a specialty store only for Communist Party and government officials or foreigners with foreign currency like myself and a U.S. passport. I walked into the Beryozka, and it's like a modern-day Safeway. Beautiful, every bit of food and every amenity you could possibly think of. So it's called what they call the new class. There's a class of elites of socialists and communists that become the new class and the bourgeois that control everybody. And in order to do so, they have to take away the middle class and deprive everyone else of their rights. And this is the system that's been debunked and exposed as completely fraudulent. Yet the American communists and the Pope and many of these old communists never gave up despite the demise of the Soviet Union.
That's right. And now Zuckerberg is in China again, learning how to censor the Internet and helping them and admitting it. And this guy's got tens of billions of dollars from the free market, from the science of the West. And then he's just cozying up to these mass murderers and promising he can defeat Trump by manipulating Facebook. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I interviewed some Chinese students who were in Washington, D.C. visiting, and one of them was Christian. And he talked about how you can't practice Christianity. You can't speak out about the government. They have labor camps still in China. They pick you up and send you away for a few years if you speak out against the government. It's a totalitarian system. It's a repression of freedom from China to Cuba, and our government and our business leaders strangely continue this destructive passion to somehow promote these tyrannical regimes and ignore the fact, just like they did in the 60s, Bill Ayers and his gang would run around with the little red book of quotations of Chairman Mao, even though he killed 50 million people.
Or none.
They were quoting this guy, the Maoism. And we see that entire ideology and that movement resurrected in Black Lives Matter. Kill the cops.
I was about to say, correct me if I'm wrong, then I'll let you go. And I appreciate your time. I'll have you back very soon, Joel. I've studied the communists domestically on the ground. The main guy they follow is Mao, and they call themselves Mao Brigades. It seems that he's now the guy.
He was the guy in the 60s. This is what Bill Ayers and his gang, remember their quote was, a single spark can start a prairie fire. And Obama quoted from that in a little different way in the 2008 election. He would say, a single conversation can change a room. A single room can change a building, can change a city. Single spark can start a prairie fire. That's their idea. If you kill policemen, if you bomb a government building, it'll create this massive revolution. All you need is the spark. And that's what the Black Lives Matter and these Occupy people are following this idea.
And now they've got Megyn Kelly blaming Donald Trump when these communists attack. Joel Gilbert, thank you so much. We have obviously both of your films for sale, InfoWarsStore.com. You've got several websites. What's the best one for folks to come see your videos and more?
Go to the latest is There'sNoPlaceLikeUtopia.com. And, of course, Obama'sRealFather.com.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Joel Gilbert tonight. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Going now to David Knight. All I can say is this, folks. There is nothing more evil than this global organized system. There is nothing more evil. And they take a bunch of young, dumb, spoiled, rotten, middle-class kids whose parents are liberal. They give them hardcore Mao brainwashing. Then they take the worst of them and put them in charge of the police review board to then take over the police department and put a bunch of scum like them in there. I mean, these people mean business. I'm trying to stop this from happening because I live in this country. I love freedom. And these people are just as dangerous. They call Trump Hitler. I mean, they're like an amalgamation of Hitler and Mao. These people are filth. All right, I'm going to stop ranting just briefly before we go to David Knight here. We have several specials that will end today. They will end today. That's the colloidal silver toothbrush, a $5 value with Survival Shield, with the silver bullet, colloidal silver. That's a $19.95, already $5 off of the high-quality colloidal silver for when it's sold in stores under a different label, but we private label. And then you get a free high-quality impregnated colloidal silver, nano silver toothbrush. That is a fabulous deal. Everybody should stock up on toothbrushes and on colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for Hillary for Prison t-shirts and more. And what also ends tonight at midnight, it will end at midnight, is X2. 37% off, super high quality nation iodine. So many people are deficient in iodine, or you're not absorbing it because you're getting a bound type. This is true, pure iodine, the purest anybody can get. Nobody else has got this. By the grace of God, we have it. And it's just super popular, 4.8 stars, thousands of reviews, 1,233 reviews from third-party, respected power review site, unprecedented to have that. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and check out all the other great items, a lot of other specials in tonight as well. Now, going to David Knight. David Knight is there at one of the Trump Towers in D.C., where a press conference is coming up in a couple of hours. And he's there watching to see if any of the leftist groups that are Soros and White House manipulated show up. He's also going to be traveling to other cities to document what's happening as well. And he's got to have courage to do that, because we should also add that a lot of folks are being attacked. The police in New York are being attacked. I mean, I was arrested in New York for leading a demonstration against Fox News and the Iraq war. We were peaceful. But the establishment wanted that war to go forward, so I was arrested. But then when they attack police and hit them and throw bottles at them and slap the horses, that's okay. Arrests aren't made. So, because that's my white privilege. I can't protest, but communists can. As they wave red flags in front of Trump Tower in New York, the video's on InfoWars.com saying, we're going to kill you and your families. Communism, communism. And slapping horses, hitting police, saying, I'm a feminist commie. Those videos are on InfoWars.com. David, I know you just got there yesterday. Great job, you and the crew getting up there. You drove up there. And you're going to be on the East Coast for about a week covering these activities. David, what have you witnessed so far? What's coming up?
David Knight, InfoWars.com. Alex, we're right here in front of Trump International Hotel, soon to be. It's, as you see the sign behind me, there's a large Trump sign, and above it it says coming 2016. Of course, Donald Trump himself will be here in just a few minutes. There's a massive press conference that's going on at 2:15 our time here on the East Coast. Literally hundreds of press from all over the world going in there to cover this press conference. And I guess we could say they're looking at a second coming of Donald Trump in 2017 is really what the sign should say. This was a historical site. They got the bids for it. They're going to make a massive hotel complex, entertainment, restaurant site out of this. And it looks like it's just about completed. But there's not very many protesters that have shown up at this location. There's only about three or four protesters that have shown up. They're making their own signs. The big protests tonight are going to be at the AIPAC speech, and that's going to be this afternoon. The three presidential candidates for the Republican Party are going to be speaking to the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. That's what AIPAC stands for. But, of course, what they really stand for is how are people going to – they're betting the candidates – on what their policy towards Israel is going to be.
Exactly. I'm not anti-Israel, but I am sick of the Mexican government, the Chinese government, the Pope,
yes.
Israel, Saudi Arabia. Everyone just openly here telling us what to do and how to behave. I mean, yes. Where is there an end to this? Can we just run our own country, please?
And of course, in the past, we've only seen that from Israel. Now we're seeing it from everybody. We're seeing it with the Mexican government directly trying to interfere in our elections, trying to get people registered to vote as quickly as possible. We have world leaders who are speaking out saying, we don't want Donald Trump in. Well, they don't want Donald Trump in because he's going to act in America's interests, not in their interests. And that's the whole point. You've got South Korea, you've got Japan, concerned because we've had a massive outflow of capital. When you look at our trade deficit with Mexico, $60 billion, that's more than the gross national product of most of the countries of this world.
And it's getting worse every day, and now they're dictating our internal policy and teaching us how to censor citizens. I mean, we're merging into the global government right now, and they're using totalitarian nations to leverage us out. All these multinationals can't wait to get into Cuba and get the slave labor. I mean, it's this fusion of top crony capitalism and communism, is what they admit in all the Financial Times and publications is the dream scenario. I'm going to skip this break to give you a few more minutes, but I want you to get in there because I didn't realize the press conference was starting in just 25 minutes. I don't want you to get shut out, David.
Well, we're still trying to see if we can get our credentials through. We thought there was going to be a rally as well as a press conference. We were more interested in covering what was going on outside, but since there wasn't much going on outside, we thought we would go in and do the press conference.
Sure, well, so Reeves sure has got the press secretary's number, and they can get you in, but you might want to call him. I don't know because Reeves is back in Texas for a few days, but I'm going to let you go see if you can do that. But
okay.
But David, continue with what you're planning while you're out there on the East Coast.
Well, Alex, as I said tonight, well, actually after this, there's a private meeting that Donald Trump is going to be going to with a lot of Republican congressmen and senators. The leadership is not really going to be there, interestingly enough. They openly talked about how the leadership was not informed, was not going to be attending, because it's the leadership of both parties that are opposed to Donald Trump. So he's going to be meeting with some of the congressmen, and then after that, he's going to be speaking at AIPAC along with Ted Cruz and John Kasich. There'll be a lot of protests there, I know. People are going to be protesting AIPAC as well as Donald Trump at that conference. And then later tonight, he will be speaking with CNN. They're going to have the three candidates will be speaking to CNN sequentially tonight, as well as, I believe, Hillary Clinton, and I think Bernie Sanders is going to phone it in. So there's going to be an event there. There might be some protests. We're going to see if those protests are going on there. But one of the things I thought was interesting, Alex, was this piece, and I mentioned it briefly in my uploads, that was put out by National Review last week, and then they have doubled and tripled down on it subsequently. And what they're doing is basically mocking the white middle class and saying, you people are losing not because of what we have done to you. And they put establishment in quotes. They put globalists in quotes. They say, no, it isn't the establishment globalists who are destroying your economy. You did it to yourself. And that's simply not true. These are the same people who evidently don't remember what happened less than 10 years ago when the American people lost their homes and we also then had to bail out the banks. They don't realize that we've got a $60 billion trade deficit, or they don't want to talk about it, with Mexico. Like I said, it's more than the gross national product of most of the countries of Central, South America, and Africa. Most of them don't have an economy that size, and we're exporting that in a net loss each year just to Mexico.
There is a haughty arrogance. The National Review is showing itself as the CIA leftist control group that it's been declassified. It is. And they're disdain for bitter clingers and for Christians, and yes, their hatred of Christian whites.
Yes, and it truly was hatred, and that was the amazing thing about it. I wasn't aware of the article, and I heard NPR talking about it, and they said, wow, if they were saying this about people of color, it would be racist. Well, you know what? It is racist. And I'm not going to be told by National Review and this bunch of CIA shills that I've got to sit at the back of the bus or I've got to use a separate restroom, because that's the way they're taking it for white males. And I am sick and tired of those people. And, of course, remember, it was National Review that did the unprecedented thing, even for National Review, to dedicate an entire magazine to trying to take down Donald Trump. It didn't have any effect. All they're doing is driving the nail.
You know, I talked to Corsi and a bunch of other people last week, David, as you know, and it clicked. And they all but said, look, Donald Trump's a patriot sleeper cell. They got dossiers on him. They actually know he's aware of all this. He's played them forever. They're scared to death because they know he really wants to come in and actually turn America back on and be the ultimate hero. Why wouldn't he? I mean, even if he was a sociopath, he should want that and double-cross the globalist. And that's why they're so scared of him.
Well, I think he's authentic on this trade stuff. He's been talking about it for 35 years. He took out a $100,000 ad in New York Times 35 years ago to talk about this stuff. So, you know, this is something that has been an issue with him, regardless of the other issues. He is opposing the globalists on their central critical path right now. The critical path is the open borders, these trade deals to destroy the Western economies. And then they want to build their new world order using climate change treaties, as well as this management of our trade. That's another part of building the
globalist
economy.
And getting countries to sell out to them by selling our industry to those groups. It's incredible. David, great job. Get into that press conference. And we'll continue to watch the live feeds you're doing, and we'll have clips on the nightly news tonight of the AIPAC situation. Be safe. Great job.
Thanks. Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes David Nunn. I'm going to let him go so he can get into those meetings right now. Great job with David Knight and the crew. And the great part is, I don't usually hire people's family, but his wife has just gone out to events separately and always gotten powerful footage. And his son, Travis, works here. separately. He's such a good camera person. And so I said, David, I want to send you for a week to the East Coast. He said, great. Can I take my wife and can we take Travis? So it's a family affair out there. What other type of news organization has, you know, the dad, the son, and the mom with the other daughter and the other son who are both teenagers, you know, staying home here in Austin, Texas? Just great people. They pulled up stakes from North Carolina, sold their business, everything, to come down here and work in the InfoWar. And it's very, very exciting to see that. I mean, we're a real organization, folks, that is dedicated to taking the globalist on. We believe in individuals. I mean, you know, David Knight didn't win a contest, a reporter contest. Jakari did. He does a great job. But I tell you, he was a runner-up, and then he's just been one of the best hires ever. And I just hired him off of a few videos he did, and knowing that he was an engineer and part of a libertarian think tank that had infiltrated colleges and actually caused criminal investigations and indictments of them gassing students, not telling them, in experiments so they could then create fraudulent numbers to try to ban cars. I mean, you know, David's been involved in some really, really, really great stuff for no pay. And that's what he was doing in North Carolina, fighting these people and really exposing their criminal activities. So we just salute David Knight and the whole team out there. Very, very exciting. And we're going to continue documenting this. In fact, do we have the clip yet of anti-Trump protester who slapped police horse, describes herself as a commie feminist? I know the audio is not too good. There's a lot of cussing, but it's there on the site. The anti-Trump protester arrested in Kansas City for physically attacking a police horse describes herself as a commie feminist, close quote. Waving a giant red flag, 29-year-old April J. Foster was caught on camera yelling at the horse and trying to scare the animal as police attempted to control the unruly mob. She subsequently slapped the horse and tried to run away when police singled her out for arrest. Despite initially being able to flee, Foster was later charged with abuse of a police service animal. In Foster's Instagram bio, now deleted, the individual who apparently identifies as transgender describes herself as a commie feminist. Imagine my shock. No words yet emerge from Donald Trump as whether his campaign disavows the individual responsible for slapping the horse. That's right, he has to disavow. And then I love how it's a bunch of Muslims wearing hijabs with transgenders and liberals. I mean, in a Muslim country, they would hang that person to death. They'd stone them and bash their brains out. But they don't care. They don't have any problem with Islam. They got a problem with the country that gives them iPhones and cars and medicine and high rises and swimming pools and shopping malls. And that is the problem with America. We just got too much wealth. It's too good for all this trash. They just don't appreciate any of it. And then now acting like this, it is going to drive everybody into the hands of the police system that the feds are controlling, and then we'll accept any level of police state to protect us from the mobs of communists. And then our journey into tyranny is complete, because again, they merge fascism with communism. All these ignorant liberals that get taught these phony political templates, they're always saying to me, what do you mean communism merges with fascism? Dude, those are opposite. But you read The Economist, you read the Financial Times, you read Carol Quigley, you read the real documents, you read the Communist Party president in China, 10 years ago, was in the BBC, said, China, under Chinese communism, capitalism has been perfected. We are the essence of capitalism. And that's what this is. It's a bunch of ruling elite, tax-exempt, with big slave factories who live above the law. Look at the big corporations licking their lips going to Cuba. They're not freeing it. They don't let people have private property. The multinationals are going to move in there and now have slave labor. And our media will tell us how great it is. I mean, it's over the top. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got a special guest joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.